Abel thought about this for a while, then shook his head. "I understand what you've said, but I don't see how it helps us, since we're not lions." "It helps because we're not lions." But Abel just shook his head again. "Look," Adam said, "the gazelle's flight is designed to protect it from the lion, which will ordinarily not trouble itself to stalk its prey one by one. It prefers to attack the herd where its chances of success are greater. But we're not lions, and the gazelle's burst of speed can't defeat our greater cunning and patience. Watch me now, but stay well behind." Adam began to stalk one of the gazelles from the still scattered herd. As he approached it from the rear, the gazelle raised its head and looked uneasily from side to side, and Adam froze in mid-step until the gazelle began grazing again. When Adam was some 20 paces away, the gazelle again looked up, and Adam again froze in his tracks. The gazelle studied the man for some moments, and then, seeing no harm in him, peacefully returned to its feeding. But when Adam was 10 paces away, the gazelle, perhaps disturbed by some noise, trotted off uncertainly to a distance of about 30 paces. Adam circled to get behind the gazelle and once more began to stalk it, pausing whenever it raised its head. In a few minutes, he was close enough to reach out and touch it. He laid his hand gently on its rump and spoke a few words, and the startled gazelle bounded out of sight. "Now you try it," Adam told his son. "And remember this, when the gazelle looks up, you're not a hunter, but a tree."